USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry hitting a new level yesterday as four law professors testified before the House Judiciary panel, providing constitutional context for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Just a short time ago, while visiting Portugal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about his alleged involvement in that July phone call.
I'll answer only this. It's just all wrong.
A shooting at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, has left three people dead, including the gunman. The shooter was a sailor who opened fire yesterday on three Defense Department workers before shooting himself, a third victim in stable condition. Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullback of U.S. forces in northeastern Syria is now complete. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
North Korea's Foreign Affairs Ministry says the year-end limit is coming for the United States. A report from the state-run news agency doesn't say what the deadline is actually for, neither does the government. North Korean media reporting in April, though, that leader Kim Jong-un said he would wait till the end of the year for the Trump administration to change its approach to denuclearization talks. While at the NATO summit in London, President Trump said yesterday,
"We have the most powerful military we've ever had, and hopefully we don't have to use it. But if we do, we'll use it."
A federal judge in Montana says tribal hunts of bison from Yellowstone National Park can continue, declining to issue an injunction against the hunt yesterday, noting that tribes had been planning the hunt for months after it had been first approved back in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Stocks closed broadly higher amid renewed hopes on Wall Street that a U.S. deal with China might be nearing despite recent tough talk from President Trump. The gains snapped a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500, though the benchmark index remains on track for another weekly decline. The S&P 500 rose 19.56 to 3112. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 146.97 to 27,649. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was released from a hospital after being treated for a urinary tract infection. Carter, age 95, was discharged from Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia, according to Carter Center spokeswoman Deanna Coangelo. Carter has overcome several health challenges in recent years. He's been diagnosed with melanoma in 2015, announcing that the cancer had spread to other parts of his body after partial removal of his liver, treatment for brain lesions, radiation, and immunotherapy. He said he was cancer-free. A fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then on October 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches, but still traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He fractured his pelvis in a later fall and was briefly hospitalized. Last month, Carter was released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after recovering from surgery to relieve pressure on his brain caused from bleeding from another fall. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.